Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelo
and Sophie Kessler.
Right. Welcome back to Mind Mastery and Manifestation. So we like to dig in to what's coming up in our lives, in our clients' lives, what's kind of showing up. And it's been really interesting that I think both Sophie and I have seen a trend, especially in the last couple of months, with people talking about not being totally clear on their path and purpose, feeling a little confused about, are they doing the right thing? Are they not? Is it something that they should continue? Do they need to change? If they change, what does it mean? And all the implications that go downstream from not really knowing. Are you on path, on purpose? What is your path and purpose? What's the difference between them? All that good stuff. So we're going to get into all of that and hopefully help you find some real clarity and come out of this episode with an even stronger connection to what you're doing.
Yes. I think the first piece that we'll kind of dive into here and really process is, I know for me, Dan, a lot of it has been for a lot of the women I work with that have businesses. Is it the same for you? Kind of like a lot of business-based? Okay, cool.
Yep.
Awesome. So the way that I've been looking at this has come up in two different contexts. The first context has been around really feeling resistance when it comes to doing the things that they know, quote unquote, that they're supposed to be doing inside of their business, but they can't seem to get themselves to do it, or just they're not excited about doing it, or there's a lot of self-sabotaging that's coming in, or a lot of dissonance. So it's going to give different pieces here for you to really feel into what feels most relevant for you. And so we can kind of break it down. So when my clients are coming and it's just like, oh, okay, you know, I know what I'm supposed to be doing, but I can't seem to get myself to do it. Oftentimes, there's one of two things that are coming up. It's more, first piece is either going to be that you're not so much excited about what it is that you're actually doing. And I think that that's going to be the first piece that we're talking about here is like this level of excitement and this level of enthusiasm and connection to what it is you're creating. Because if you're excited and you feel aligned with what you're creating, then it doesn't really matter what needs to be done. More than likely, you're going to be willing to show up and make it happen. So if you are feeling that level of resistance, if you are feeling like something is very stressful or like you just can't seem to get yourself to sit down and do it, the first piece that I would encourage you to really look at is, am I truly excited about the business that I'm creating, about what it is that I'm actually doing? And are, if you are really excited about it, am I enjoying the process? Am I enjoying the way that I'm building this? Am I enjoying the way that I'm doing this? Does it feel aligned for me? And it, is it in my highest excitement to continue doing it this way? Because the other piece that we'll see, if it's not so much the business, is having an actual life outside of your business. And this goes back to that concept of feeling like you're sacrificing friends, hobbies, relationships to make this thing work. And you're waiting to get to this certain level in your business before you can actually start having fun and start enjoying your life and have more spaciousness and more downtime. And when this is the mentality we take on, the resistance then comes in from the place of, well, if this is how stressed out and how frustrated and how tired or whatever the emotions are that you're feeling right now that aren't exciting for you, that I'm feeling already, what would it feel like if I were to have that much more success in my business, right? And oftentimes it's this subconscious belief that we have running of it trying to protect us from having to sacrifice more and more of the other parts of our life to grow this business, because we don't actually feel like our cup is full the entire way through. So I'd love to open up with like just the frame of where and what part is feeling like it's not exciting for you. And I think that's kind of the point that I'll take for all of this, is really looking at what parts of your business and your life are most exciting right now. And what actually feels like it's in alignment with how you want to be living and how you want to be showing up.
I love that. It's super important. I just want to throw out some pointers that when you're doing this exploration, because I want you to know what the common traps are. Here's one of them. I'm not excited about this. It's hard. I don't feel good when I'm doing it. It must not be for me. That is a trap. That's a fallacy. You see this kind of bullshit online all the time. It drives me fucking nuts. When people are like, if it doesn't feel good, stop. Not all the time. Just not all the time. Sometimes things don't feel really good. And sometimes you feel resistance because you're going up against the walls of your own comfort zone. And you're evolving. And evolving doesn't always feel good. You know, I grew a foot in a month as a kid. That did not feel good. Okay. That did not feel good at all. That's some of the most intense pain I've ever experienced in my life for a whole month. Was it something bad happening? No, I love being 6'2". I love being tall. It's the greatest thing ever. And I get to enjoy it for the rest of my life, right? I just had to grow through it. So hesitate before you go into making things bigger than they really are. Sophie said, just find the places that you're not feeling all that great. And instead of diagnosing it immediately, which, by the way, is sort of like hopping on WebMD, you're always going to end up dead or pregnant. I don't care if you're a guy, it's just going to end up badly for you. If you're alone and you're trying to diagnose it and you're thinking like, well, you know, I don't like marketing. I don't feel really good about it. I feel really salesy. It's not for me. I've had that with people saying like, oh, cold calling isn't for me in real estate. Cold calling isn't for me. I don't feel good about it. So I just don't do it. You know, it's not my path. I don't feel good about it. That could be a major mistake. Okay. So just look for the places of pain and ask all the questions, right? Could it be that you're just growing? Could it be that you've been in a comfort zone for your entire life and now you're butting up against the walls of it? Included in that could be changing your own identity. It's a big identity shift when you go, let's say, even if you were a business person, but now you're going online, that's a very big shift. You're going to have to change who you are. And yes, it is that big. And yes, that will happen. But that's not always comfortable. And so that might create resistance because your unconscious wants to keep things the same and it wants to keep you in safety. What if you're going up head to head with a limiting belief, something, some voice telling you for some reason that you're not going to be successful, that you're going to fail, that people are going to judge you, that what you're doing isn't good enough, that who you are isn't good enough? And of course, you're going to feel resistance if it's, you know, put up a vulnerable post online. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's bad. And it doesn't mean that it's not on purpose. That actually is directly what you need to do so that you can grow. So there are two different kinds of that discomfort and lack of excitement and struggle and everything like that. One is, yes, it's not for you, right? One is, it is absolutely for you. In fact, it's critical for you. Because that's where you're going to be growing into. And just be very careful when you're trying to decide between the two.
I love that you brought this up. The word that comes to mind is discernment. And I think that if there's anything that I feel like you should really spend the time developing, it's your discernment to know the difference between fear and something actually feeling out of alignment for you. And what I mean when I say out of alignment, meaning it doesn't feel nourishing. It doesn't feel like it's true for you. It doesn't feel like this is the thing that I would do even if I didn't get paid for it. Because I think what can oftentimes come up and what's been the pattern that I've been seeing for a lot of the entrepreneurs that I've been working with, you can hear the train behind me, I'm sorry, has been a theme of wanting to build a business just to make the money so that they can have the financial freedom to live a specific type of life that they want to live. And what ends up happening is they get caught up in this hamster wheel of doing. And when it gets to a certain level where it does require a lot of work, right? And you are supposed to show up powerfully online and you are supposed to do all of these things. The resistance kicks in and it's this resistance of, fuck, I don't actually want to do this. Like, I don't actually enjoy, perfect example, doing web and brand design. Like, I actually really don't like it. I can do it, but I really don't like it. I would so much rather be doing this other thing that's so much more exciting for me, right? So I think it's important to have that discernment to know for yourself, is this actually what I'm building? What am I creating? Is it actually in my highest excitement to be doing this thing? And if it is, if you're like, I love doing this, this is the thing that I am so excited about, that I'm so passionate about, that I would do even if I didn't get paid, and that I would love doing even if I had X amount of clients and was making X amount of dollars per month, whatever those numbers are for you, then awesome. Great. Continue to move forward for that. But if you're feeling like, man, I actually am not enjoying what I'm actually doing, not so much the process of building the business, but more so the act of whatever the service is that you're delivering, right? That's more so what I'm referring to in this context is like, is what you're building your business around, the service, the coaching, the branding, the whatever it is you do, exciting for you and something you genuinely enjoy? Because if it's not, and you're just doing it to make money, well, basically what you're doing is you're plugging yourself back into the matrix of a 9-to-5, except you get to be your own boss in this 9-to-5. But then you're spending your time doing something you don't actually enjoy doing to make a certain amount of money to then go and spend the time when you're not working fun, right? And so I think it's important to kind of look at that and look at like, oh, okay, is this something that I actually enjoy doing? And also give yourself permission to lean into if that pivots or if that transitions or if that changes for you, because you are a human being. You are going to evolve. And I can speak to this, and I'm sure Dan, you can speak to it as well, is like something that you may have started, whether it's like you're a coach and you started coaching in one dynamic or in one aspect when you first began, may have changed, may have shifted, and maybe you're evolving into doing a different type of coaching or speaking to a different type of audience. And what you were speaking about before is no longer exciting. It's no longer resonating for you, and you're wanting to speak into something different. That's okay, right? It's honoring whatever is in your highest excitement in this present moment and figuring out, great, this is actually the thing that I feel is most exciting for me right now and what I actually want to step into. And then I think the other piece that comes up here is the fears of, well, will this actually work? Right. And Nathaniel and I dove deep on this, if you wanted to go back and listen to that episode where we were talking about this idea that just because something is bringing in income and just because you have clients doesn't necessarily mean it's actually working. Because if you're miserable and you're not happy and you're not enjoying the process, but you're making money, it's not actually working, right? So we need to also look at your definition of success with what it is that you're doing and make sure that that definition includes you actually feeling excited, having some happiness, feeling easeful, and feeling spaciousness inside of that process. Because if you're not feeling those emotions and you're spending 80% of your time feeling stressed out and frustrated and tired and exhausted and angry and bitter and whatever all these other emotions are, it's not actually working.
That is so, 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 so important. And I really want to lay into this idea just a little bit more, because when we're talking about being on purpose and seeing what is in alignment with you, it will never be money. Never, never. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care where you are. I don't care. Never. You know, the teacher is saying never and like never say never. I'm saying never right now. 100%. It's not. Money is simply energy. That's all it is. It's simply energy. In and of itself, it has no form. It doesn't even have a function by itself, especially now we're off the gold standard, right? So it doesn't even represent anything. They're just numbers on a screen being moved around. So you can't be motivated by money. And if you are in any way resistant to that idea, ask yourself, what do you want the money for? Why do you want the money? And whatever answer you get, ask, what do you want that for? And with whatever answer you get, what do you want that for? And keep on asking until you get to the bottom, which is an emotion or an identity. That's actually why you're doing things. And a lot of times it goes back to feeling happy or feeling loved or feeling free or feeling capable or powerful or whatever. It's not the money. Money is just a gateway to get these things. So if your pursuit of money is sacrificing those emotions, what are you doing it for? There's literally no reason to do it, right? So be very careful. If your eyes are only on money, you have lost yourself in the process. And you have lost your path and you have lost your purpose, and it will end badly, right? You're either going to lose your business, you're going to have a midlife crisis, you're going to freak the fuck out at some point because there is no substance to it. You know, you as a dynamic, complex, beautiful creature who has these amazing emotions and thoughts and intuition and tap into source, you need something of substance to get you going, right? Whether it's connection with people or how you feel when you help them or the feedback when they use your product or how easy you make people's lives or whatever it is, that is substantive, right? You can work through that. And by the way, the love of that, the appreciation of that, the good feelings, the amazing identity that you have cultivated around this kind of service, the more that that is in the forefront of your mind, the less you get affected by challenge or struggle or confusion or misalignment even, right? It'll build this resistance or resilience for you. And that's actually where your path and purpose really come from. And that's how you eliminate resistance as well, because you've got your eyes, you've got your heart focused on what actually matters for you in your business and in your life.
Ah, so good. The other piece of this is if you are, right, Dan, I'm passionate. Like, I know this is the thing I'm supposed to be doing. Like, I know this is my life's purpose and I'm still feeling resistance. So this is probably where it's leaning more into, okay, great. Where's the resistance coming from, right? And oftentimes when I dive deeper with my clients, and this tends to be more of the scenario, we start to look at how much of the process are they actually enjoying. And what I mean when I say that is looking at this perspective that you shouldn't always be working on the business. And you should be spending a lot more time working on you, actually enjoying your life outside of the business, right? Because a lot of us can get stuck in this hustle hamster wheel where we're doing all of the things. We've been given a specific formula by a specific mentor where they're saying, post this many times a day, this many times a week, show up this way, post this content, do these things. And we're doing all of the things and it's exhausting. And what's so funny is when my clients come to me and they've been successful, quote unquote, successful, but they're feeling burnt out. They're coming from a place of like, I don't know what to do. I'm trying to get more clients, but I'm like not actually enjoying this and I'm not able to show up because I'm just tired all the time. And what I'll ask is, great, let's look at the last 6 clients that you've gotten. Okay, the last people that signed up with you. Where did they come from? Where specifically did they come from? And what's so funny is when we actually pinpoint this, it's usually like 2 or 3 places max. And then it's like, okay, great. Aside from those 2 to 3 things, everything else is optional. And when we do that, when we actually look at like everything that somebody is doing in their business versus what they actually need to be doing in their business, we cut down that whole scale of doing by like 40 to 60, sometimes 80%, and get it down to like 20%, 20 to 40% on average of all the stuff that you're doing is actually the stuff that makes money in your business, right? It's actually the stuff that you need to be doing. Everything else is optional, which means if it's optional, you can take that time and energy back and put it back into yourself so that you can start feeling really, really good again. Because the burnout, the resistance comes when you're not feeling good in your body, when you're not feeling good with your life. And usually that's coming from a place of you not believing that you have the time to spend taking care of yourself, whether that's going and getting a massage or whether that's taking an extra nap or whether that's going and working out or whether that's going and hanging out with your partner, or whether that's spending more time with your family, right? These need to come first so you can feel like you're coming from a full cup. That way it feels like a nourishing process to build your business and it's not feeling like it's an exhausting process where you're feeling like you're having to sacrifice your sense of self and or your life to build this.
So any kind of deal, any kind of interaction actually between people is an energy exchange. Right. If you think that's actually what a sale is, it's an exchange of energy. I exchange my energy for the energy of your money, right? Because money is energy. So if you've depleted yourself to the point that you don't have anything, what do you have to trade? What are you going to be exchanging? Nothing. You got nothing, right? So it's on you to make sure that you're full of life, full of happiness, full of joy, full of laughter. First of all, you want to be a person, right? You know, you are. You're not living here to work. It could be your purpose, certainly. But I actually think that the reason that any living thing exists is to love existing and to continue existing, to create life. Life wants to create more life, right? And so life will create more life for the people who live it. And that may sound a little weird. This is a manifestation idea here of when you say yes to living, to fully living, life starts living through you instead of things happening to you. You become the conduit for the energy of life. And so then you have even more energy to share. Your vibration is even stronger. The message you send out is even more powerful. And so you begin to attract even more into your life, right? So if you want even more love in your life, then you must love and you must be open to love. If you want money in your life, you must be spending money, right? Not frivolously, but you must be open to spending it, giving it, right? So when you want amazing clients who give you fulfillment and energy and happiness, and of course, money, sure, then you want to make sure that you are participating in these things yourself and that you are giving it out to the world. What does that mean? Go have fun. Go take care of yourself. Spend time with friends. Take a vacation for the love of God. Do stuff for you. Live. Say yes to life itself, not just yes to work. Because the more you do that, the more you will be able to create, the more energy you'll have to create within your life and pull things into your life. I hope that makes sense.
And if it doesn't, here's another frame. Again, I hear this. I hear this all the time. I don't have the time to take time off. So if I need to make more money, so let me force myself to sit down and try to write content and show up on lives and go to events and do whatever the thing is you were told that you were supposed to do to create clients and do it from this place of like feeling like I need to do it and stressed out and forceful. I know that whenever I sit down and I'm not in a good state of mind and I'm not feeling happy or excited and I'm feeling stressed, it takes me twice as long to do anything. And it's usually not from a good place of energy. Right. And you can feel when somebody is coming on and they're excited and just in love and they're just so passionate and they're just so free flowing with what they're doing versus when they're showing up and they're feeling forced and they're just coming from a place of like, this needs to fucking work, right? Not magnetizing. So you taking care of yourself, you honoring your needs, you taking care of how you feel is the most important part of your business. Because if you're not feeling great, nothing that you do is going to work. I'll say that again. If you are not feeling great, nothing that you do from those lower vibrational negative energetic states, and I won't even say negative, but just those lower vibrational states, it's not going to work because that's the energy that you're putting out. And so it's mandatory that you give yourself permission to know that actually, me getting a massage, me taking a nap, me working out, me doing whatever these things are that I want to go and do are part of the business because these are the things that put me in a higher vibrational state where I'm more excited. So when I come back and I do whatever it is I need to do in the business, I'm doing it from a place of fun, from a place of love, from a place of joy, from a place of excitement. And it becomes so much more easeful, not easy, but easeful instead of stressful, right? And usually, you get it done a hell of a lot quicker, right? So the hour that you spent working out just made the post that you're going to write afterwards only take about 20 minutes instead of the 2 hours that you would have spent banging your head against the computer trying to figure out what to write. So really give yourself permission to make space in your life for you and to build your business around your lifestyle. I think that this is where a lot of people kind of go off, right? Is they get stuck in the hustle mentality of work, work, work. And yes, I hear that. And maybe that works for some people, but for me personally, all it did was create burnout and adrenal fatigue and create a hell of a lot of anxiety and have spent a lot of time rewiring those programs. And what I found is when I focus on how do I actually want to spend my time? How do I actually want to live my life? How do I actually want to spend my day and just my day? And I break it down from that perspective, it becomes so much more enjoyable when I put, these are the mandatory things that make me feel great. And this is the time I want to be working in my business. And you will be amazed, amazed at how little time it actually takes to have a really profitable, really successful business. Amazed.
Yeah. I just kind of discovered that over the last 2 months, you know, making multiple five figures each month. And I am shocked at how I got away with it, with how little I've worked. Really just insane. By the way, and it's not just because I'm just like hanging out on the couch watching Game of Thrones over and over and over and over again, doing things, right? Living life, making sure that I really enjoy and choose what I do. Because here's something, let's get back into the energetics, which is kind of where my mind has been at a lot lately. Whenever you work out of obligation, the moment you do something from a place of obligation, by the way, it has nothing to do with what you're doing. It has everything to do with the way you're thinking about it. The moment you start doing something out of obligation, you start building resentment. And I mean the instant. And resentment prevents the expression or receiving of abundance, joy, or love energy. It's just what it does. Now, I experienced this kind of in a harsh way over the last month because I forgot that lesson. But I let the circumstances of my life fuck with me. And I found that, yeah, it was really hard to be creative. It was really hard to get myself to focus. It was really hard to get my energy on track. It was harder to sleep. It was harder to do everything because I allowed resentment to build in me because one reason or another, right? This particular one was not just out of obligation, but I won't get into it. But that's what I see a lot of time with shit, not just business, like life as well, like relationships. Relationships break down when one or two of the people starts doing more things out of obligation. I feel like I have to do this. Have to do this to make her happy. Have to do this because she asked. Have to do this. You're going to break up, right? Because that resentment, you can't let love in and you can't express love. So when you're looking at your days, when you're looking at your weeks, like Sophie was saying, you really have to be careful with how you're viewing things and what you're doing because you want to at least feel like you are choosing this life. And of course, you might say, well, Dan, you know, I have to work. I have bills to pay. Well, so do I. So does Sophie. But when we work, we think about it as doing the things that we love. Even when I'm sitting down and trying to crack this puzzle that I'm working on right now, I choose to do that. I want to do that. And in me, there is a part of me that like, you know, here we go again. Here's another game. Am I going to win this time, this round? It's fun. Yeah, I've constructed this in my mind. So it is not an obligation. So take a look at your business as well. And how many things do you think of like, oh, it's noon. I have to sit down and write 3 posts because I have to. I have to do 2 lives because I have to. I have to take this client because I have to. No wonder you're feeling so much resistance. Because whether you feel it consciously or not, you're full of resentment to your clients, to you, to your business, to your coach, to whatever, to Facebook itself, you know, like all these things could happen. And it's your job to clear yourself of that stuff. And you can do all sorts of healing modalities, but really one of the easiest ways is just reframe how you're thinking about things and just make sure that you're taking time for yourself to live and do the things that are fun for you. The more you do that, the less resistance, the less resentment.
There are so many gold nuggets in this episode, but I think the best way to wrap this all up is to just ask yourself, how much are you actually enjoying your life and your business right now? And how can you make all of this so much more enjoyable for you? And really leaning into that, really leaning into the possibility that it is possible. And not only is it possible, but it's your absolute birthright to have a business that is fun and easeful and exciting and joyous. And you actually living a life that you enjoy, that's fun for you, that you actually get to do the things that you're really excited about and you don't have to wait until you make X amount of dollars to do it. You can start that now.
So that's your task for this episode. Get to it. And if you enjoyed this episode, if you love this podcast, if you got something out of this, then help us share it out. We want to reach as many people as possible. If you've noticed, you know, we're not trying to sell anything. We're legit just trying to spread this message and we're trying to help you as much as we possibly can. So if you got something good out of it, please help us share it as well, right? Hop on iTunes, give us 5 stars, give us a review. You can share us out on your social, take a screenshot of you listening to this, put it up on a story. Whatever you want to do will really help us. And you never know who might really need to hear something in this, you know, in this episode or in a different episode, and they'll see your post and they'll finally get the crack they need in order to, you know, make this big breakthrough in their life. And it'll be because of you. So please help us have that happen, please help us share this out. We'd really appreciate it.
Love that. And on that note, guys, have an absolutely amazing day. Talk to you on the next one.
See you guys.